Why some people fly, others crawl, and most are stuck. Or what it takes to become flexible. They say, climb your way to your end goal, one insight at a time. Oh, you can't? Not willing to be light on your feet? Stuck in your opinion and in your view of yourself and the world? I had a group coaching session with one of my coaches yesterday. He taught something that can be useful for everyone, not just marketers and business owners, like we all are in that group. He made us draw a pyramid, and divide it to three tiers. The bottom tier is knowledge. The middle tier is wisdom. And the top tier is insight. Insight is a glimpse you get behind the curtain, like in The Wizard of Oz. The insight was that Oz was a little old man, not a god. For businesses, the higher your product is on that tier, the less competition you have, and the higher prices you can command. For an individual, getting higher vibration, better health, more productive lives happens through insights, not knowledge, and not wisdom. Knowledge is commonplace. You can read a book, watch a video and then you know something. Mostly about something. And it is worthless. I, for one, am giving knowledge freely away. All my articles will ever do is give you knowledge. Wisdom is somewhat higher level knowledge, but it is still knowledge, and it is still mostly worthless. It has the added advantage that the source of that knowledge has done what they are talking about, but that doesn't mean you can do it. And that doesn't mean you can create a life you love with it. Why? Because, whether you know it or not, the Anna Karenina principle applies here. To get higher in anything, you need to take away something. I can give you billions of units of knowledge and how to and wisdom, and you will still be who you are, miserable, wondering what your life is about, and this and that. So, on the level of insight where most people have no competition, you are the person who you listen to gives you an insight. A glimpse into what is blocking you, what is robbing you of becoming all you can become, robbing you of a fulfilling life. Here are a few examples of insights that were life-changing for me. Back in 1985, I was 38 years old, single, and miserable. I discovered that I always expected my father to leave my mother and marry me. Yeah, crazy. In 1987 I discovered that I was roaming the world looking for a home. Home where I am safe, loved, and respected. I found it when I connected to Source. Also the result of an insight, my Kabbalah teacher said, Source is always there waiting for you to connect. I didn't know that. Now that I knew that, inside, I connected, like click. And I was connected. Most people who come from a different cultural background fancy that they are already connected. That is why they are not connected. At some point in the 90s I discovered that my life was about proving that I was smart. And that made me widely unliked. I saw that I was trying to not be stupid. At the same time I had millionaire clients who were quite stupid according to my standards. So I saw that you don't have to be smart to make a lot of money. I decided to embrace that I was stupid. Huge insight, and a huge correction in my path. In a Three Wishes workshop I discovered that I could not see how anyone can be free in this world. Through a practice I recovered freedom. That was painfully missing for me. I could continue, but I hope you read at least one of these insights that made you see that insights are life-altering, when received. When received. It's not automatic, as connecting to Source is not automatic. Some get it, most don't. A few months ago I was attempting to activate a spiritual capacity, flexibility. Emotional, physical, behavioral, intellectual flexibility. It was a huge failure. Flexibility is what is needed to use insights to free yourself. So what is in the way? A blockage. A false belief. I know, you have heard all the charlatans say that blockages can be removed with energy. That is a lie. All those blockages are intellectual, and intellectual blockage can only be removed in some intellectual way. And with enough hammering away at the blockage, plus an insight. I used to have to remove rusted in screws from wood. It takes some rust dissolver, and diligent wiggling of the screw. Sometimes for hours. But even that is not enough, you now have to actually remove the darn screw. It is not always readily visible that there are this many steps, but in the Three Wishes exercise it is blaringly obvious. The first step is to find the blockage. The second step is to wiggle it. And the third step is to summarily remove the darn blockage by putting something in its place. Most people have a delusional belief that they can skip steps. In anything. Including this removing blockages arena. Result, you spend a lot of money and yet remain the same. You get to knowledge, maybe even wisdom, but you never get to the insight. Sometimes you are so comfortable with your blockages, you never think of what you would want to do if the blockages were not there. You like being a little shit, dreaming of big results. In your dreams you are a big person doing significant things. But in reality you prefer not to do anything, or not to do anything that would show you that you are not as smart, not as brave, not as special as you'd like to be. You are, in fact, pretty ordinary. But did you know that all heroes are ordinary people empowered? We are all ordinary. Me, you, everyone. Your gurus, your superheroes, everyone. Ordinary. Either doing ordinary stuff, or extraordinary stuff. The difference is whether you are willing to get the insight, and then do the work to remove the blockages. Sometimes it is blaringly obvious, and sometimes it is subtle. I have been having neck, shoulder pain in the evenings. So strong, last night I even popped a painkiller. I hadn't had one of those since I broke my wrist 2 years ago. When I looked, it was because I drank too much tea. So today, instead of putting two tea bags in a cup, I'll put only one. I just had one of those cups. It was fine. Insight. The result will come from sticking with it. I measure people's health by measuring all the organs and functions I know of in the body. I also measure what way it's best for them to eat, given their constitution. For example, I have weak stomach acid. But I like something in my mouth at all times. My job, as your support, to ferret out how you can have your cake and eat it. I've solved it for myself, I can solve it for you. My coach said, the solution to your weight problem is in the 6 inches between your ears. Sounds hokey, but what if it is true? What if solving the mismatch between your constitution, your personality, your body type and your habits is what's between your ears? Here is another little thing. For decades I was home and breeding ground for cow mites. Those microscopic mites 30% of humanity has. You notice that they swipe at their face, at their ears, unconsciously. They wake up for no obvious reason at night. They are somewhat irritable, and they are mostly overweight. I tried every poison known to me to get rid of them, and almost killed myself in that process. Then I saw an ad on YouTube for a cow brush, a huge brush they put in the middle of pasture and the cows scratch themselves with it. That gave me the idea to ask Source, do cows have the same mites I have? And the answer was yes. Do they have the mites in the milk? Yes, does the chew milk have the mites? No, does sheep milk have the mites? No. I've stopped eating what the mites like, and I haven't woken up at night, haven't been scratching anymore. An insight. And then changing behavior. That is what is the key to getting ahead of life. The Anna Karenina method. Same is the case with the food list. While everyone is looking for the next superfood that will give you energy, you'll take the million times more effective route, eliminate what robs you of your energy and vitality. Almost 100% of the time you get better results if you look at what everyone is doing, and just do the opposite. The world is designed to make you get more, buy more, consume more. While what works best is to just simply remove what is not beneficial, what is not on the side of growth, health, freedom, and become a winner. It's mid-November, and it is time to get a new food list. Winter eating should be different from summer eating, even in areas that are warm year-round. You should also get your health rechecked. If there is something growing inside that you'd rather not have, when it is caught early, it can be healed fast. Some things caught even just a month later are already not treatable by energy or diet. They need the knife. Get your health measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/health measures. You can also add your eating style, your food list, inside the same shopping cart. I've made it easy for you.